Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
On the line, we've got excited for our Northwestern Medicine segment. She is a doctor out there at Delnor Hospital in Geneva, a great place. I've been there for a variety of reasons, some more pleasant than others. Doctor, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
No, we're glad we actually found you. I know at this time of year, you think it's summer, you know, we're not in the middle of a pandemic or anything, but I bet a lot of people are calling you all the time saying, hey, you know, maybe I got a little overheated, or how do I stay cool? That's probably a thing that even if people don't think they should be paying attention to, they should.
You are absolutely correct. That is what we are seeing a lot of, especially right now as we have had these significantly hotter days than we had just even a month ago. Staying hydrated and paying attention to that is something that is easy to forget to do, but it is absolutely one of the reasons why we are seeing people showing up in our office feeling dizzy, feeling like they have really bad headaches. And so, yes, this is something that I hope everyone is paying attention to, and I recommend keeping that water bottle with you so that you can prevent it as it comes through.
When you think about if you're dizzy or lightheaded, maybe that would be something that people would notice. Do you find that it's the kind of thing that may sneak up on some people where they don't realize? And maybe let's say they're out, you know, celebrating the holiday. Maybe they've had, you know, a beer or something that may lend itself to them not being as in tune to what their condition is. Does that happen? Like, what are things that you should look out for as far as your own kind of signs, or what you should look out for in family members?
Absolutely. So sometimes you'll notice that you're feeling more tired than you think you should. That is a good sign. Sometimes you feel a little bit of like a mild headache. You don't necessarily feel like it's one that's so bad that you need to lay down, but that might be a sign that it's coming. Sometimes even just being a little bit cranky or irritable can be a sign that it's that you don't have everything in you that you need. And starting with water is always a good start. I've even seen patients and family members that have had stomach aches is the first sign that they're too dehydrated. And you are absolutely right. When we are out celebrating and going to these get-togethers or going to carnivals or amusement parks, when it's hot out, it's easy to forget to drink. And so we sort of get caught up in the excitement of all of those things. And taking the time to stop, get some shade, also add in put on the sunscreen, and making sure we're taking care of ourselves is really important.
Yeah. I mean, is it the kind of thing where in people's houses, is there like an optimum temperature? I think, you know, my kids are always like, it's super cold, it's super hot. I say, it's the exact same temperature it always is. It's just you that happens to be doing that.
Right.
But for people, you know, and then there are some people that, you know, you try to, whether you have the windows or the fans, or maybe they don't have access to maybe optimum air conditioning. Is there a temperature that just is unsafe to like have in the house?
You know, I would say that it really depends on the person. For example, we know that folks that are very, very young or very, very old have a harder time regulating. And so you'll want to be more cautious with those groups. I usually recommend that people consider between like 68 and 75 where they can, just to make sure that everything is staying cool and also warm enough that you're not overly cold. And then as far as when it's getting too hot, when it depends on if there's airflow or not, it depends on how hydrated you're staying. I definitely try to encourage my families to keep their temperatures underneath 80 in their houses, because otherwise it can be easier to overheat.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. And when you mentioned whether the elderly or people getting on in age a little bit, or even like the very, very young, we just had a couple days ago, we had our cousin had a baby. So little baby Violetta there, and she overheated and had to go back into the hospital. Share a little bit about your thoughts on that. As babies, they have maybe a more difficult time regulating their temperature, especially when they're really young. And is that something that we should definitely watch out for?
It absolutely is something that we watch out for. So I tell my families when they have newborns, we have always been taught that you're supposed to bundle up babies. But that advice actually doesn't help us, particularly in days like this. Babies don't have the ability to regulate their temperature and sweat in the same way that adults and even older children do. And they can't tell you. All they can do is cry or go to sleep. And so that's hard to distinguish. So I typically tell parents to consider how warm or cold they are, and assume that if they are hot, that their baby is hot too. So they really have to be in tune with themselves so that they can look out for their baby. I would rather the babies be a little bit too cold than too hot, because that can be a little bit more dangerous for them.
Yeah. No, I mean, right. You don't want either, but if you had to pick one, maybe a little cooler on the cool side is probably better. I definitely wanted to ask you this. We always talk about water, got to drink a lot of water. Water is the best thing. Got to stay hydrated. On the market lately, there are just so many products that say on the label that extreme hydration or ultra hydration. Is that just, you know, marketing hype? Is it any better than water, or is it just tastes better than water? Like, just your thoughts on that. And is that something people should steer towards, or should they stick with just the basic H2O?
For most of us, just basic water is the right choice. However, whatever is going to take you to stay hydrated, if you find that you're not someone that really likes drinking water and doing something like that helps you to really stay hydrated, then that's okay. But typically, most of us don't need those extra electrolytes or other things unless we are doing very intense activity. And usually that intense activity is more than it in an hour of intense activity before we start needing that additional supplement to help us hydrate.
Okay.
But no, generally, just strict water is good.
Yeah, that's great advice, because it's so compelling, right? Where it says, this is exactly what you, and my kids, now I can tell them that Dr. Wheat said, you know, just water is fine. But it does taste, you know, obviously that helps on the taste side. I wanted to ask you, you know, this is that week where, you know, everybody's celebrating, and this is one of those unique holidays. You know, we have holidays that are sort of celebrated with food or family, and this is, of course, a little bit of all of that, but not every holiday is celebrated with explosives, right? And I'm sure out there at Delnor, where you are, let the listeners know we're talking with Dr. Santina Wheat, this is a time where I am sure that you guys in the emergency room and, you know, just getting an influx of people that have hurt themselves to different degrees. Just your thoughts on that. Andy Mazur said he gave it up, and so he can be that abstinence inspiration for us on the fireworks side. But just, you know, just your thoughts. Any advice related to fireworks other than don't?
My first advice is don't. If you are using them, I would say make sure that you're supervising everyone that's using them, and make sure that you're not using them when you potentially have had alcohol or other things that might impair your judgment. But as I got on, I heard you talking about the sprinklers as kids and running around, and that was something that I did, or excuse me, the sparklers. That was something that I did also. But in thinking of how dangerous that can be, you really want to keep an eye, particularly on your kids, and make sure that they're not touching things that they're not supposed to. Those burns can be very serious. And so staying away from them, enjoying the fireworks shows that are put on by the different places is a great way to enjoy. But just being really cautious and keeping an eye on anyone that might be using them.
Yeah, I think in Illinois, I'm not super up on all of the laws, but I think we can get smoke bombs. I don't even know if we have sparklers anymore. Maybe we do sparklers, but you just those little snapping things. It looks like a little piece of tissue paper. You throw it at the sidewalk. Pretty lame, honestly. But when you think about just the craziness that we were able to just run around with just red hot metal, you know, sword fight with the other kids with it or spinning around, you know, it's amazing that more people don't get more hurt. Hopefully they're taking some of that advice on the safety side. And for those people that maybe go up to Wisconsin or Indiana and come back with more dangerous stuff, your advice is, if you're going to do that, and if you can't be advised out of it, is just don't be drinking for sure. Right. That would be one thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, Dr. Wheat, how do you celebrate 4th of July?
We tend to have just a get-together. We tend to have a lot of people over. My husband does some cooking, and we just enjoy our friends and family. It's been a tradition for us for a while.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not getting a bunch of calls saying, like, hey, what do I do about this? I'm sure as a doctor, it's tough. You probably just have your voicemail set up that just says, call the hospital. And so in this time that we've got the next minute or so, you want to give a shout out to Delnor. It is a great hospital. It is big. You know, it's out there. It's in like St. Charles, right? That's where it is, kind of out in the suburbs.
We're in Geneva, Illinois.
Oh, Geneva, that's right.
It's such a wonderful place to be. It is such a great community. All of the physicians are wonderful. All the APPs are wonderful. It is such an amazing team to be part of, and they provide such amazing care for everybody that comes through.
Well, we appreciate all the insight and advice, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Dr. Santina Wheat, thanks so much for taking time out on your weekend. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.